first case, please.
Case number 10,449, Tim Riel, north of row 614, 1,375 feet east of row 613, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Here, please. State your name and place of residence, please.
Tim Riel, 20684.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tim Riel.
Okay.
And I'm here as an authorized representative of City Financial, Inc. And we had requested a variance for 13157 Bender Farm Road, Greenwood, Delaware, for an encroachment and then a setback. We had a pole building that had been granted a permit and a CO, but upon resale and a survey discovered that it was inside the setback, and we're asking for a variance.
You're saying for a pole building?
Yes.
We'd right on here for a shed.
It's the 20 by 28 foot building?
Yes. I call it a pole barn, but
Okay.
It is a shed.
It's marked as a shed on the survey.
Yeah.
How about that? Oh, the little and the little shed's been removed, right?
That has been moved, and then the driveway was also moved.
Okay.
So everything was taken care of except for the shed.
How long the shed was there, you said?
Let's see. Permit was issued March of 1999. CO was given in 7-3 of 03. It's been there at least since July of 03.
And you're representing City Financial, which I assume just got it in a foreclosure?
Yes.
Was it originally part of the property next to it?
Yeah. This property, the history on it, it was subdivided. As you can see, Mr. and Mrs. Chisenhall owned the lot beside it. They subdivided it off and sold it to a family member, William Wells and Amy Chisenhall Wells. And it's been there since they built the structure, the double wide and the sheds.
Okay.
Is this a mobile home or a dwelling?
It's a Class C dwelling, yes.
I guess that's why there was previous approvals for medical hardship before it was subdivided.
It looks like they had a board case approved to place a manufactured home in the AR1 district in 91. I don't know if it's that old or not, but that's what I have.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
So.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. It wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Therefore, I would move to approve case number 10,449.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,449. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.